The Peoria City Council meets tomorrow night in hopes of working through an impasse over the 2022-2023 biennial budget. The main roadblock has been finding a solution to filling a $4 million gap in funding public service pension payments after the council voted earlier this month to end the public service pension fee. Among the possible solutions proposed by City Manager Patrick Urich is using sales tax revenue from this year to cover the pension hole over the next 2 years. In a conversation with reporter Joe Deacon, Peoria Mayor Rita Ali says the sales tax money came in much higher than the city manager's conservative projections.
So that's a very good sign, I would say, of what's to come. It gives us an option. I hope that we will consider. It's one of the options on the table. One of the various options that we have, of course, is cutting expenses. And we know that cutting expenses means cutting staff. That's not one of my preferred options. We've had, staff that have worked really hard throughout a very difficult time. And I anticipate with the new infrastructure bill that we're going to be hiring many, many new employees because we're going to be short staffed. You know, with our new capital investments that we're going to have over the next 2 years, we're going to need employees.
Ending the pension fee not only created this current $4 million gap over the next 2 years, but there's also the long-term obligations of $360 million that has to be fully funded by 2040. How can the city address those future responsibilities?
Well, so we really have to work with our state General Assembly, our state elected officials, in trying to find a long-term solution for this situation that has us fiscally strapped, quite frankly. You know, one solution that many are looking at across the state, moving forward for additional 20 years, the amortization of the pension. So that would actually give us some relief. Then I know that, you know, people say that's kicking the can down the road. However, we are strapped. You know, if we don't make some additional provisions, we won't have resources. And it's not just Peoria's problem. It's a problem across the state and certainly across the nation as well.
The city intends to restore a fire engine that was cut last year and to hire 30 more police officers. How do the budget delays and the pension obligations impact those plans?
I think that there's a unanimous consensus that we don't want to cut any police during this time of record homicides and, you know, increases in violence. I think that it's also important that we maintain our core services, and that includes code enforcement as well as firefighting personnel. So it presents a challenge, again, that we have this pension liability, but we're not going to stop paying our bills. We will continue to pay at least, you know, even more than the minimum that's required by statute. But without the public pension safety fee, we're not able to pay as much as we have over the last few years.
What are the potential ramifications if the budget delays linger?
Well, there have been rare times when we went almost up to the Christmas holiday and getting a budget approved. We have to approve a budget before the end of the year, whether that's cutting expenses, which I hope that we don't go that route, or coming to some compromise. I'm just really confident that our budget will be approved on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I hope that's the case, and I'm just optimistic that we can come together as a council and work that out for the people of Peoria.
You mentioned the violence that's gone on all this year when you were talking about funding the police. At the recent Chamber of Commerce Thanksgiving luncheon, several of the speakers were talking about increasing volunteerism and mentoring for young people as a way to address the gun violence. What do you think of that approach, and what other approaches can be taken?
I think that that's one of the community-based solutions, that we should definitely increase the volunteerism. There was a group, I think it was out of Pennsylvania, there was a father's group that got together, and they went into the schools as fathers and role models and mentors for these young people. And they're really seeing a difference, a change, and they're beginning to provide direct mentoring. We need that. That's one of the gaps that we've identified. We've actually identified all the mentoring groups in Peoria that can assist with gun violence prevention, gun violence reduction. So I think it's a matter of identifying all of our resources that can contribute to gun violence reduction and connecting them. And that's what we're doing with the Safety Network, or SNET, is bringing together all those resources, whether it's mentoring or after-school tutoring, whether it's programs that wrap support around social-emotional needs of young people, because we're seeing a lot younger people getting a hold of guns and being involved in the violence.
That's Peoria Mayor Rita Ali speaking with Joe Deacon about the city's need to pass a budget that maintains public safety services. This is All Things Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi. And coming up in 6 minutes, Tim Shelley digs into the economy's inflation woes with Bradley University economist Colin Corbett.